Former President Barack Obama has delivered his first stump speech on behalf of his former Vice President Joe Biden at a drive-in rally in Philadelphia.
You guys delivered for me twice, and I am back here tonight to ask you to deliver the White House for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Pennsylvania is a formerly blue state that flipped in 2016 when Donald Trump squeaked through a victory by less than one percentage point. Polls currently show Biden ahead, but Democrats are not taking anything for granted. Obama used his speech to take shots at Trump's presidency, for example, on Trump's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic.
So look, here's the truth. I want to be honest here. This pandemic would have been challenging for any president. But this idea that somehow this White House has done anything but completely screw this up is just not true.
Trump had hoped to shift the campaign away from the issue of the pandemic, but that came to naught when Trump and dozens of others caught the coronavirus, apparently at a White House super-spreading event.
Donald Trump isn't suddenly going to protect all of us. He can't even take the basic steps to protect himself.
He says Trump is not helping the millions of people struggling during the pandemic, but he is doing all right for himself. He referred to the New York Times' latest revelation about Trump's finances.
As it turns out, this was just reported in the last 48 hours. We know that he continues to do business with China because he's got a secret Chinese bank account. How is that possible? How is that possible? A secret Chinese bank account. Listen, can you imagine if I had a secret Chinese bank account when I was running for re-election?
Obama says his administration left Trump with a pandemic response plan, but he says that plan is probably propping up a wobbly table. He also says he left a strong economy, but that too is now history.
I get that this president wants full credit for the economy he inherited and zero blame for the pandemic that he ignored. But you know what? The job doesn't work that way. Tweeting at the television doesn't fix things. Making stuff up doesn't make people's lives better. You've got to have a plan. You've got to put in the work. And along with the experience to get things done, Joe Biden has concrete plans and policies that will turn our vision of a better, fairer, stronger country into a reality.
As for those tweets, Obama blasted Trump for retweeting conspiracy theories, as well as for other divisive campaign rhetoric.
Why would we expect and accept this from the President of the United States? And why are folks making excuses for that? Oh, well, that's just him. No. There are consequences to these actions. They embolden other people to be cruel and divisive and racist. And it frays the fabric of our society.
Obama offered a vision of how things would be different under a Biden administration. For one thing, he says it won't be so exhausting.
And he's going to restore our standing in the world because he knows that America's true strength comes from setting an example that the world wants to follow. A nation that stands with democracy, not dictators. A nation that can mobilize and inspire others to overcome threats like climate change and terrorism and poverty and disease. And with Joe and Kamala at the helm, you're not going to have to think about the crazy things they said every day. And that's worth a lot.
Obama appealed to what Abraham Lincoln called the better angels of our nature, adding that those better angels are still in us, but we have to give them a voice by channeling activism into action. And he wants that voice to be resounding.
We've got to turn out like never before. We cannot leave any doubt in this election. Because you know, the president's already said, if this is even close, I'm going to just make stuff up. He's already started to do it. So we can't have any doubt. We can't be complacent. I don't care about the polls. There were a whole bunch of polls last time. Didn't work out because a whole bunch of folks stayed at home and got lazy and complacent. Not this time. Not in this election.
As the nation heads into the final phase of the presidential elections, Obama says what we do in the next 13 days will matter for decades to come. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.